Welcome back inside the studios at Kate Radio. Nate Dickinson here with you, joined over the phone by Tom Jones, as we're talking about the 2005 Tiger basketball team that ended up going to the state tournament. We'll have for you later on the final minutes of the 2004 Tiger Classic, a tournament in which the Tigers won on their home court. And Tom's joining us just to talk a little bit about that game in particular, if he can remember any parts of it, and also just the team in general. And I want to start, Tom, by where this team was, at least in the eye of the public, going into that season. Because it was a weird situation for Matt Addington and the guys, in that there was still a lot of talent on that team, but the most talented Tiger basketball player ever, Ben Woodside, had just gone away. He had just graduated as a senior. And I asked Matt the same question about what he thought the public perception was going in, but what did people think about the Tigers' chances going into a year after they lost that key player, the best basketball player Albert Lee's ever had in Ben Woodside?
Well, I think one thing, the year that Ben graduated, that was an extremely tough section. Mm-hmm. And it was a tough one to get through to go to state. I mean, when you get the next year, then the people looked at it and said, you know, it's not as strong as it was the year before. This might be a chance. And these boys had been a great group going up, and we'll talk about that in a second because I had a chance to coach them in junior high. But a lot of talent there, all the elements to be successful. You had a lot of good seniors. You had kids that had played together since fifth grade. They were friends off the court. Their parents were friends. I mean, it all adds up to having some success. And so going into the season, I thought, you know, this is a good chance to make a good run in the playoffs. I didn't think we'd maybe go to state, but as the season went on and you saw the way these guys played together, it was just incredible.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about what you were able to see from them at the junior high level. Because we talked to Matt, and he had that team there, but he started at Albert Lee when that group of seniors were freshmen. He didn't get to see them earlier than that. What did you see as far as their potential when they were in junior high and you were running the thing?
Yeah, in junior high, I had them for 7th grade traveling and 8th grade traveling ball. So we, you know, started in November, and we finished the end of February, and we played, I believe, each year almost 40 games, and those kids wanted to be there. They wanted to be basketball players, and I think if you look at it too, that group in seventh grade and eight was by and far the most talented group of kids I've ever had. 17 of those boys were out for basketball, and all 17 could play basketball. The B team was a fun team to watch. They weren't as big. The A team had a very strong height to them. B team had a lot of little kids that could just shoot the daylights out of the basketball. So both teams are really fun to watch. But, you know, when you look at that team in 7th and 8th grade, you had a natural post. You had a natural 4. You had a natural 3, a natural 2, a natural 1. And it was meant to be. It really was when I look back at that. I think we won 19 games in traveling in 7th grade, and I'm pretty sure we won 20 or 21 in 8th grade. I remember 8th grade, we entered the Rochester tournament, which is kind of the state tournament of youth basketball, and we got put in the A bracket over there, and we won 2-2. We went 2-2 over there, so we were playing the top teams at the state in that tournament in 8th grade, and to win 2 and come home 2, those boys felt like they had gone home with the medals. And so right then and there, I thought, what, this is going to be a good thing, I think, for the boys. And we did a couple summer deals for traveling, the Star of the North games, I think, and so, I mean, the parents were committed to it, and the end results show it, going to the state tournament.
What do you remember, if anything, about that tournament that we're going to have for you later on in this Tiger Classic? Addington kind of mentioned that it was a big kind of turning point for the team. It was a bit of a struggle to start the season for those guys, and then they came back and won that tournament and beat some good teams that were there as well from kind of all over. What do you remember about just that tournament itself that we're going to hear from later on in the hour?
You know, if I told you I remember a lot about it, I wouldn't be telling you the truth. So,
that's all right. Well, you can listen in later then.
I'll be listening in later for sure. But we'll just talk about the Tiger Classic more than anything. And it was a two-day event. The teams would come in and stay at motels. They would do the original Tiger Classics. First few years, they had both a JV and a varsity tournament. So the JV would be going on in the auxiliary gym, varsity in the big gym. And they would do JV in the afternoon, varsity at night. Boys and girls. So you'd have a girls game or a boys game at 6:30, the other one at 8 o'clock. And it drew a lot of people in. It was a lot of fun. And you had, again, dedicated group of parents to make it all work. And Matt Addington, certainly a very dedicated coach. My goodness. was he ever dedicated. So it all worked out really well to have that tournament. It was a lot of fun. I would ref the JV games in the afternoon, and then we would broadcast the boys' games here on Kate at night. And they went on, I think, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. I don't remember how many years. Maybe not quite that long. But it was a good thing. It was held right after Christmas at the high school. And I'm sure there's a lot more good memories out there from a lot of our listeners.
Tell us a little bit more about Coach Addington. I mean, we talked to him before, but just what was it about him? You mentioned how dedicated he was to what he was doing. Explain that.
Well, he probably coached a high school team like you'd coach a college team. His dad, Gary Addington, was Kevin McHale's high school coach up in Hibbing. So, you know, he grew up around basketball, and Gary ended up being a longtime athletic director for the Rochester schools. And Gary came over, actually, as an assistant coach that year, too, I believe, if I remember right. Dave Gilbertson was another coach. So you had an absolute ton of experience there beside Matt. But he was so X's and O's. You would come into the locker room. The first time I'd ever seen coaches just have an absolute typed-out, written-out scouting report of what the other team's going to do, player by player, what to expect. It was just amazing to watch. And I was coaching at the time some B squad. I don't remember if it was either Glendale Emmons or Alden Conger. And if I ran into something, I would go right to Matt and say, hey, let's talk about what's going on. You know, this team's going to be running this. And he would give me a nice breakdown. And a lot of times after the games, there was a huge group of family and coaches. We'd all go to Applebee's or meet at coaches' houses. And being on the broadcast team at the time and having been a coach with those boys, I was always invited along too. But it was just a fun time of Tiger basketball. Very similar, you know, Nate, we talked about it a couple times, maybe actually more than a couple times during our season this last winter when the boys started going on a roll in February there. It reminded me of the atmosphere of the Ryan Moore, Ben Woodside days. And the amazing thing about that is, and a lot of people will tell you, the year we lost about three boys. We had a boy named Greg Schultz who went off to Iowa, and he ended up being, I think, All-State in Iowa. He would have been a junior on that state tournament team. We had another boy named Ryan Otterson. He went to Colorado, and he was all-conference in Colorado, ended up playing Division I football at Wyoming. And then you had another boy that came in. I think his dad was a doctor, and he was only here 1 year, but he ended up being a very, very outstanding basketball player. I think he played some MIAC basketball, if I'm not mistaken. So you really legitimately, without having kids moving, you might have won three straight tournaments there. But as it was, we got to the state tournament one time, and it was sure a great memory.
You mentioned the similarities between the squad in 2005 and then the team that Albert Lee put together this season that was making a run at the state tournament before things ended up getting canceled because of this pandemic. Can you go a little bit more into why is it that the one reminded you so much of the other? Because we've heard that and you've said that so many times, and I've heard it from other people too, that it's not just the fact that they were playing well, but just kind of the way they played and the way they made people excited about the team was so similar in the same way.
Yeah, and again, those boys that are just graduated, had played together back to 7th, 8th grade, traveling basketball, and they had had some great matchups with Austin. And we had two tremendous matchups this year with Austin. And the excitement that Chan brought to the gym this year, it was kind of the same excitement that Ben Woodside brought to the gym, where every time you touched it, you just knew something was going to happen. And every time Ben touched the ball, you knew something was going to happen. If you were down 2 points, 4 points in a game, Ben was saying, give me the dang ball. I just get out of my way, get riding my back. We're going to get ahead and win this basketball game. And we saw a lot of that this year with Chai. When the Tigers wanted to get the ball and get a point, where did the ball go to? They got him either on the fast break or, you know, just in a post-up down low. And it was just so fun to watch. And it brought so many memories of the crowd cheering so loud that it reminded me back in those mid-early 2000s.
Tom, we're going to get to this game in a couple of minutes, but just what else do you remember about that team that you feel should be added here before we let things go? We've heard so much about it. Again, throughout the course of this season, it got brought up so many times. Ben Woodside and just what he was able to do with the team, even though he wasn't part of the state championship team, is something that has been brought up to me. And again, I've only been here, two years now. And that team has been at least mentioned to me so many times. Why was it so special, and what other stories do you have to add to what we've been just talking about in general before we get to this game?
Well, I think one thing for Ben was his senior year, and I believe it was against USC, and the place was absolutely packed to the rafters, and I think he lit it up for 45, and that's the number that Scherf beat when he beat that record, I think, with, was it 47 or 48?
48, yeah.
Against Otana. But the boys that went to state, and they were such a close-knit. Ryan Moore, who was the starting point guard on that team, was my next-door neighbor. And literally, I felt like he was a son to me. When he got married at his wedding, they had little cards, and it had a little message on the back of the card, and it said, "He taught me how to throw a spiral, great coach." I still have that card. Well, Ryan ended up with getting ill and passing away of a form of leukemia, I believe it was, here about 5 years ago. And It was such a sad time. We lost two boys off that team. One boy named Ryan Truesdale, he did not play till his senior year, but he died in a tragic accident. And then Ryan Moore. So it was so hard that those boys that I had coached, and literally they would be in my driveway playing basketball. And whenever they were over at Ryan Moore's, I usually came over and said hi. And I guess that's probably the thing that 10 years later or 15 years later or whatever it is that I think a lot about, is how just those how great they were. And a lot of them, if not all of them, have become very successful in life. So I guess that's probably the thing I'm going to take out of it more than anything. And Ryan Moore's mom and dad still live in Albert Lea, Mike and Suzanne, and remain very close to the Jones family. And he has a sister that played some basketball for Albert Lea, too, and she lives up in Minneapolis. But that's probably the biggest thing. And Travis Clock has come back to Albert Lea. He's a foot doctor after graduating college and getting his degree in that. So we have him back in Albert Lea. But those boys, they just had a lot of success. And Corey Deeser, the next year, after Ryan graduated, and those boys, they went to the section finals. Well, it's interesting there is Matt Addington had left Albert Lea, and he had gone to Lakeville South after that champion or that state tournament run. And so we brought in a new coach named Chad Fikema, and Chad got the Tigers to the section finals of a game I broadcast. I probably have a tape of that somewhere. I'll have to look more for that. But here it was, you're playing to go to state against your old coach. And it was kind of an eerie feeling that night over in Rochester when here's Matt Addington, who everybody knew and loved, and he's coaching against your team to go to state. And, of course, Matt's team took that. But that was a fantastic group of boys, too, led by Corey Deeser. And Corey was a starter, I believe, on the team that went to state, too. But a great three-year run for Albert Lea basketball. So many wonderful memories.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things that I've kind of gotten from talking to people is just the great memories that people have been able to put together and the kind of family that team has become. Addington says he still stays connected with some of the guys on that team. You've talked so highly about everyone there. I texted John Fokey and told him that I had this little stretch and he wanted me to send it over to him so he could listen to it back as well. It's just a lot of really fun memories and, again, just kind of a sense of family within that team that's still connected here today. And it's really good to see, and just one of those things that makes you fall in love with sports.
Yeah, and, you know, I had a shirt made up, and because the big following was, they were called Addington's Army. And so everybody came to the games, and I had a shirt made up with a big basketball face on it, said Addington's Army on it. I still have. And, of course, when they went to the state tournament, they got the T-shirts that have all the 10 or 12 teams or whatever it is at the state tournament. And with Albert Lea on it, I've never watched that. That's still sitting in my closet. And they had section championship shirts, and it was so fun.
Yeah, it was, and hopefully we'll be able to have some more fun once we get back to sports later on. But we'll let you go, Tom, and of course this game and at least the last few minutes of that 2004 Tiger Classic Championship for the Tigers coming up in a couple of minutes here on Kate Radio. Tom Jones, we appreciate you taking the time to talk a little bit more on that team and just how special it was to themselves and everyone here in Albert Lea.
You bet. We'll talk Monday. Thanks, Nate.